The governor last week called for a 2.5% cut to schools and shared revenue to fill a budget gap that's $1.6 billion bigger than previously thought. Lawmakers could release and vote on the details of that plan tonight. They could also unveil a cut the governor promised to the state's per-pupil adjustment, which is the amount of money schools are allowed to raise from local property taxpayers under revenue caps. When state aid is down, like it's going to be this year, school property tax bills can shoot up. A cap on the per-pupil adjustment could temper that to some degree. Just how much depends on the number lawmakers decide today or tomorrow. School aid and shared revenue are just a couple pieces of what lawmakers could vote on tonight. They could also decide on the spending plan for Badger Care Plus, one of the biggest and fastest growing areas of the budget. They're also scheduled to vote on the oil tax proposed in the governor's budget. At some point, likely tomorrow, they'll settle on how much they take in from a variety of taxes. The governor proposed an income tax hike on wealthy residents and on capital gains. Finance Committee Co-Chair Mark Pocan has said the goal is to pass the entire budget out of committee by tomorrow night. The full legislature could then potentially vote on it in early to mid-June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.